best bow which I had used when I had eaten at your house, as well as the hammer which I then used to make beanstalk canoes. They had preserved them for 6 years as souvenirs. This story was carried in ORG, a Korean magazine published in Chile, and I wrote on someone's property after.
Concerned himself that nothing could be done with his life. as it was the will of the Buddha, but could not help worrying who the two terrible modern monarchs of the sea. When he met President Kim Il-sung, he told him of his worry simply. It was January the 20th, 1973 or 1984. They pondered over the neighbor and told him, saying it was at the request of this madam, that it would be appreciated if at this point, President Kim Il-sung and the Korean party look out here and build a small house in Korea so that she could live there. His voice was more than earnest and sounded even pathetic. That day, President Kim Il-sung said to him that he could live 30 years more and encouraged him to try to live long and added, "Don't worry about the house, but you can live long. Don't think to die, but to fight until you take back the country." President Kim Il-sung remembered what had happened that day. He said to Tiano, "I think you can live until 78, 88, or 98. You can live 30 years more in the future." Then he smiled a bright smile. Tiano clasped his hands and said, "Your Excellency, President, years are actually true. I firmly believe Your Excellency's prediction." As President Kim Il-sung predicted, now Tiano is nearing 86, far past age. Now he can hardly say he's a Mercurian. But people cannot know all that his long life is unthinkable apart from the utmost care of the leader, President Kim Il-sung, who showed only less than that of his parents for him and responsibility for his health. The first installment of the memoirs of Kim Il-sung, a great man gifted with noble virtues, the first voice of Korea. Without reason or mere quarrels, the leader will stand on your pedestal forever.
Thank you.
in the working class. The following happened one day in October 1953, after the three-year-long Fatherland Liberation War against the European Civilist invasion ended in the victory of the Korean people. That day, the great leader Kim Il-sung was giving field guidance to South Hamgyong Province of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, visited the Hungnam Fertilizer Complex, the then Hungnam Fertilizer Factory, again, which he had visited a few days before. The workers of the factory were happy to meet him again, but they wondered why the father of the leader Kim Il-sung had come again, as he had looked around the severely devastated factory and thought the orientation ways for reconstruction a few days before. He said he had come again because he wanted to respect the workers of the Hungnam Fertilizer Factory for something. He said the reconstruction of the fertilizer factory was an urgent and important problem to send the fertilizers to the peasants as early as possible. While looking around different farm villages in the province, he had said to the peasants that as the fertilizer factory had been destroyed, they must not rely on fertilizers alone, but apply a lot of manure and fertilizers would be produced after 2 years, and kindly promised to send a lot of fertilizers to them at the time. He visited the factory again that day in order to inform the workers of Hungnam of his promise with peasants. Looking round at the workers of the factory with trustful eyes, he said he could promise to the peasants because he had believed in the workers of Hungnam. Then he said the peasants' desire for fertilizers was so strong that when the Hungnam fertilizer factory had been destroyed by the enemy's bombing, they had cried suddenly. He continued that the workers must reconstruct the factory at an early date and realize the peasants' desire. The hearts of the workers of the factory burnt with a pledge to requite his trust. Keeping their pledge, the workers of Hungnam turned out in the reconstruction of the factory and struggled day and night and produced a lot of fertilizers and sent to the countryside after 2 years. Indeed, the great leader Kim Il-sung always firmly believed in the Korean people and led the revolution in construction to victory by organizing and mobilizing them.
the unforgettable echoes of Logan Tamir's Homeless Party. your career along with morning calm. Dear listeners, please join us this time next week. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, with this, we conclude English language service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC, from 13,760 kHz and 10,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC, on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. For Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC, and between 3 and 4 hours UTC, on 7,140 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye. This is Voice of Korea, Pyongyang.